This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Violence in Charlottesville this past weekend, and the president's response, and then his second response, and then his third response, has brought a whole bunch of things in this society and this economy to the surface. Stuff that is troubling to think about and sometimes hard to talk about, as race and racism can be. Wesley Morris is a culture critic at the New York Times. He is also the co-host of the podcast Still Processing. Hey, man.
Hi, Kai. What's going on?
Well, you know, some stuff.
Well, what isn't going on?
That's right. Some stuff. There's some stuff going on. So let me tell you why we called you, all right? I was listening to you and Jenna Wortham on Still Processing the other day, the podcast that you two do. And you guys came back from vacation because of Charlottesville and because of all the stuff that's been going on. And you had a good, long, solid conversation about it. And it got me to thinking about how this might manifest itself in the culture. And while acknowledging all the sensitivities about what's going on, do you think this will show up in our culture?
I think the spirit of protest is going to show up around the culture, right? I think that there's a direct effect that protests can have on an unpleasant thing that the protesters find objectionable.
Well, yeah, but then if you get it back to what happened in Charlottesville and all that entails, what comes out of those protests and how will we see it, right? I mean, as you sit down 6 months from now to write your retrospective culture piece on this, right?
Yes. I think one thing I would point to is the degree to which people who consume culture kind of don't want this in their culture, right, in the first place. I think the reason Dunkirk has been such a hit, aside from the fact that it's very well made, is because it is dramatizing a kind of heroism and leadership that I think a lot of people are desperate to experience again. And that is, in its way, kind of spiritually satisfying. I think we'll probably get more things like that than we will Detroit, which is a movie that in its well-meaning is wants to take on an aspect of the moment that we're currently in, dealing with issues of white supremacy, dealing with issues of systemic racism in the United States. I don't think people want to see that. I think what they want to see is something more optimistic. They want Hidden Figures. They don't want Detroit.
And that's part of what's happening, right? Our inability to want to see that then gets reflected in culture, and it gets reflected in the movies that get made, and it gets reflected in all of those things. And it perpetuates a thing that Black Americans have been living with for 250 years.
Yeah. And I also don't know whether or not the movies or television or – I don't know. No one is obligated to directly confront this. I actually am more interested in things where it just shows up. For instance, in the case of The Bachelorette this summer, one of the big characters on that show was this guy named Lee, who was he wasn't officially a racist on the show, but he definitely had a thing for this guy, Kenny, one of the Black contestants. And he seemed to dog him in this very coded way that read in racist terms. And as it turns out, he had some tweets that he posted a couple years ago that basically confirmed what people suspected. But the show turned him into a centerpiece for at least half its run.
Because of ratings and profit and
yes,
all of that.
Yes, yes. I mean, but they took this deplorable guy and they made a star of him for as long as he was around on the show.
So clearly you watched The Bachelorette, by the way. I'm just saying.
Guilty
I'm
as
just
charged.
Saying. Wesley Morris, he writes on culture and a bunch of stuff for The New York Times. Thanks, man.
Thank you.